For the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. By now, you will likely have heard that older and immunocompromised individuals have a higher risk for serious complications from COVID-19. But for one group of patients, those on dialysis, the normal recommendations of simply isolating at home aren't really an option. I recently spoke with Dr. Preethi Urem. She's a nephrologist for the University of Missouri Healthcare System and the medical director at the DCI Transitional Care and Home Dialysis Unit here in Columbia. We spoke about how patients are coping between the rock and hard place of having to receive dialysis treatments three times a week and working to minimize risk of getting COVID-19. So, Dr. Urem, just to begin, can you tell me what you've been hearing from your patients?
So I think you make a great point in terms of how these patients cannot avoid having dialysis because it is a life-sustaining procedure. You know, just get your supplies and do not come out for 2-3 weeks or whatever time it is. That's not going to work for dialysis patients. They have to be out there regardless of what's going on 3 times a week. So every time they're going out, they may be, if they do not have transportation of their own, they're expected to ride a shared bus of some sort or like a shared transportation. So you may be exposed to other people. And obviously, once you're at the dialysis unit, if there is, you know, always a chance of having infection from other patients, because when you go to an incident dialysis unit, it is usually a series of dialysis chairs set side by side. And there is no way for, you know, patients to be completely confident that the person sitting next to them is, you know, completely healthy or they're not, you know, transmitting or anything.
I know you guys have started taking temperatures when people arrive at the dialysis center, but what other steps have you guys taken to try and mitigate that risk for patients?
If there is indeed a positive, COVID positive patient, the patient will have to be treated separately in either an isolation room, if that's available, or at least 6 feet away from any other patient in all directions. As I said, most of the dialysis units, you know, have just a series of chairs next to each other and may not have an isolation room. So the recommendation from the CDC is to just dialyze these patients at the end of the row, at least 6 feet away from any other patients in all directions. And they should wear masks and basically follow droplet precautions.
Dr. Urem, what are some of the other challenges that these patients could be facing and what can the rest of us do to help?
Yeah, so we've been hearing a lot of concerns relating to transportation for these dialysis patients. So there is a lot of concern about, you know, what would happen to these patients should they get diagnosed with COVID and how they would get to their dialysis unit. So the community can definitely step in such situations and perhaps, you know, provide transportation to these patients. And please be aware that these dialysis patients are more vulnerable population. They can have a more severe kind of COVID disease. And as a person in the community, you can help these patients by helping them perhaps with like grocery delivery or like, you know, other things that they may need that would help them avoid getting out of the house. So if somebody is in need of some supplies to be brought to their home, you know, you can volunteer to do that instead of the patient having to go out and get them on their own.
That was Dr. Preethi Urem with University of Missouri Healthcare and DCI Dialysis Transitional and Home Dialysis, speaking with me about the additional risks that individuals receiving dialysis treatment are having to navigate during the COVID-19 pandemic. For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Smith.